Well, we continue to have some pretty gloomy weather conditions overall. It's been a pattern that's been rather overcast recently, and temperatures below average. We're going to see some changes, weather changes, as we go through this week into the weekend. Some pretty big weather changes, so hang on, and here we go. Today, lots of clouds, breezy, some drizzle and light rain at times. We had that marine layer, the northeast wind, come off that cool Atlantic yesterday afternoon, socked us in by late in the day. We went from 70 at noon to 60 by 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A common thing when you get deep into fall through the winter, when the day can be rather mild with sunshine and turns suddenly, especially closer to I-95 to the beaches, when that one wind comes in off the Atlantic. And that's kind of where we're stuck early this morning. A little light fog. It's a little breezy. There may even be a bit of drizzle today, some light rain. It won't be significant rainfall, but it kind of adds insult to injury, and temperatures won't get out of the 60s. Then a disturbance rolling from west to east tonight through tomorrow morning brings some rain. And while everybody should get at least some rain, the amounts don't look to be all that great. But the one thing on that is that it will affect the morning commute tomorrow, the way it looks, or those people that are getting away for the holiday weekend. A huge travel day, of course, tomorrow. So we'll start out with some showers tomorrow morning. It looks like rainfall amounts will generally be less than a half inch across the board, but a few spots in St. John's and Clay County could touch a half inch. The more north you go, the less rainfall occurs, and the lower the rainfall amounts. And it's just really kind of damp. And temperatures won't drop much because of the cloud cover and a southeasterly breeze tonight, so only dropping to near 60. Topping out at around 70 tomorrow, we should see a brightening of the skies in the afternoon as the rain ends from west to east by mid to late morning. So if you're traveling tomorrow, first in somewhere close to Jacksonville, whether it's north on I-95 into Georgia, west on I-10 into the Panhandle, or south, you're going to deal with that rain that will be pushing away, though, through the day. So drier as we go through the day, and that's true for all of the area within, say, a six-hour drive of Jacksonville, whether it's north, south, or west. Now, traveling further away from that, from there, though, on your day tomorrow, then you're talking about a storm system moving through the Pacific Northwest, parts of the northern Rockies into the northern plains with a combination of rain and snow. But that would be about it when it comes to significant weather. So that's pretty good news for the travel day tomorrow, whether it's by car or a vehicle, in other words, or plane, but realize the volume of traffic will be huge and will have major impacts throughout the day and into the upcoming weekend. That's going to slow things down in itself. We just hope that weather doesn't add insult to injury in that regard. And then by the time we get to Thanksgiving Day here at home, looks nice, quite mild. Not a whole lot of sun, but some breaks in the clouds at times. There may be a brief shower, but not much rain, and we top out in the low 70s in the afternoon. So that's about where we ought to be this time of year. It'll be near average for our high temperature, maybe slightly above. But that's the beginning of what will be, in the end, a significant warming trend for Friday and into the weekend. Friday, well into the 70s, and if we can sneak in enough sun, we may make a run for 80 Friday afternoon. And while we may get a couple of showers, it's again largely dry. So a Black Friday forecast that if it takes the chill to get you in the mood for holiday shopping isn't going to really work on Friday. Even warmer to start your weekend on Saturday, we'll make it to 80 plus across the area. The record high temperatures are in the mid-80s. We'll likely be within at least a few degrees of record highs on Saturday. So again, there's that big change. Largely dry to start the weekend. Then a cool front swings through the area Saturday night into Sunday. And despite the cold front moving through into some warm and humid air, it won't produce a whole lot of rain the way it looks. We may get a brief shower or perhaps even a rumble of thunder Saturday night into early Sunday, and then the cooler air will follow in behind that, but it doesn't look like Sunday's real chilly or wet by any stretch of the imagination. That's the next Jags home game, Sunday afternoon. It looks still rather mild, and skies should become partly cloudy. We'll continue to hone in on that forecast, of course, over the next couple of days, but it also has implications, that front, for travelers on Sunday that may be going back to where they came from, as the case may be. And that same front that will only bring a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder for us, is much more significant at northern latitudes. Parts of the Tennessee, Ohio Valley, parts of the Northeast and Midwest will be impacted by both rain and snow. So that back end of the big travel period here looks to be more problematic than the front end, say today, tomorrow, or actually on Thanksgiving Day. I'll be posting more on that in the Burrish blog and some links to help you out with travel. Won't be there yet today early, but it'll be there tonight and tomorrow, and we'll keep you, of course, again, updated on the travel weather as we go through the next 5, 6, 7 days. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.